Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We are commercial free all day. Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea, I am opening the show, which means we got to get to some news on the phone here in a second. What's going on, Chels?
Hey, what's up? Good morning.
We've got Tamara on social media. Hit her up at 97.1 Amp Radio and on the phones.
Good morning.
We got DJ Majestic with the Amp Mini Mix coming up at, what, 7:50?
Yeah.
7:50-ish?
Yeah. Morning.
There's going to be a lot of, like, me giving out times and things, like, ish status. Yeah. Like, I think it's coming up now because I don't usually drive this thing. Brad Nolan, producer Brad on the buttons.
What's up?
And we have for Motivation Monday, our guy, Edgar.
What up? Good morning. Brand new week for praise and blessings and potentially a new baby.
Potentially? Bro, I'm really hoping for Janet's sake that it is a sure thing. Otherwise, her poor, sure sweet self is going to be in contractions for 10 days.
So, good morning, everybody. I just busted a U-turn. I had exited La Brea on the 10 freeway in L.A. when my wife Janet called and said, hey, babe, contractions are still going. I've had them for the last 2 hours, about every 10 to 15 minutes. So if you have contractions for 3 hours, then we need to go to the hospital. So right now I'm passing La Brea on the 60 freeway going east. So get out of my way if you are right behind.
Everybody in the right lane. Everybody. Janet's at the house having contractions. We need help here.
Yes, move to the right if you're just passing Nogales and Fullerton Road on the 60 freeway. I'm coming through, baby. I got to get to my wife, man. And just for your Monday motivation, babe, push like you've never pushed before.
There you go.
You can do it.
And a translation to you listening right now, whatever you got to push out today, whether it be that new job, whether it be that new relationship, or whatever you want to conquer, push like you've never pushed before and bring new life into your life. That's your Monday motivation right there.
Beautiful. We're all wishing the best for you here in studio. We will check in with you later on to get any updates. And we all know how I feel about the whole situation when it comes to having a second girl for you.
It's another girl!
Another girl!
Two girls! Oh, man. You are going to be in so much trouble. Enjoy it, buddy!
Good luck!
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. About to get into our weekend recaps here in a second. If you want to know Edgar's weekend recap, well, he's on the 60 freeway headed out because Janet, his wife, is in contractions and they are headed to the hospital hopefully for baby number two.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's not a pump fake.
No.
I didn't know that, but to be honest, I didn't know that pump fakes even happened when it came to labor. I thought once you started having contractions, I'd be the worst.
Yeah, because you have those contractions that like prepare your body to give birth. And I've had so many friends like for their first, they like ran to the hospital like seven different times and they're like, no.
You're telling me this information right now and I promise you someday when I have a baby, I will make that mistake.
Oh, for sure, I'm sure.
She'll be like, she'll have just like a cramp and I'd be like, I got the car ready.
Let's go.
So we'll be checking in with Edgar later on in the show to see how that's going. This past weekend, we did the Kings game. Madge, Tamara, and I went to the Los Angeles Kings versus the Chicago Blackhawks game. The Kings put it on them.
Yeah.
6-3, we were in the radio.com suite.
Living
I've never
life.
Been. Stay, yeah, man. You ever have someone you find out your company has a thing, and then you find out they have it, and then you're just brutally offended that you weren't invited?
And there's like events like every weekend.
Every day.
We have the suite permanently.
So. I'm about to follow Staples on Twitter just so I can hit up the bosses. Like, what's going on? Yeah. We had a great time. They did the funniest thing. They had this this ice dog, the dogs race. They do it once a year. And I guess it's the dog, like the owner's dogs, a bunch of the players' dogs. And I got into a little bit of a Twitter fight with the Kings mascot, Bailey. Because listen, I have a golden doodle and I take golden doodles very serious.
Mm-hmm.
Like the golden doodle love is strong in my household. And there was a golden doodle. It was Copter. He's one of the player, one of the players for the Kings. It was his golden doodle, and he's like the emotional, like the official arena emotional, like support dog. He comes in, like, you know, people could pet him and stuff. And old Bailey, little like my dog, my man, got off the line real quick on the ice, and the mascot Bailey jumped in his way, scared him, and then he lost.
You're very upset about this.
I know I am. And I started a Twitter fight between the dog who has a Twitter, the mascot, the Kings, and everyone else. So just, I created a little bit of dissension amongst the Kings players. So.
Not surprised, though.
I was mad.
Often.
Oh, that's very true. All right. Chelsea did about the most Chelsea thing that we've ever had on the show, yeah, where she decided she's going to Hawaii for a yoga retreat.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
It was definitely not what I expected at all. So I show up in Hawaii, and like I booked this trip 2 days before. So it was kind of something that a friend convinced me to do. I show up to this house, and it's at the top of a mountain that, like, it's basically like a 180 view of Hawaii, of the island Maui. And I show up, and it's like instantly, like, it's this Rastafarian house.
Oh, good God.
So it's very not my scene. I show up, and I instantly kind of feel like sick in my stomach, like it's uncomfortable. And all these people, I start
meeting.
Do
icebreaker games or anything?
Well, I walk in first, and like, there's like people are kind of coming to me, and it's all like, it was that situation where I'm like, what am I doing here? I meet these people, and it's all very different people. Like this girl from Poland who I meet right away, and she's very like shy and reserved and kind of cold. And I'm like, okay, I don't know how to relate to you. And then this other guy comes in who's very, or like has dreadlocks, Rastafarian. Like it was a guy from Germany, like all these different people from all around, all walks of life. And like it was really cool though, because we spent the whole weekend basically, you know, like relating in a way of all these people. We all are very similar. We have struggles and anxieties, yeah, and like, you know, we kind of like came together for this.
It's nice to feel like everybody has the same kind of like relatability struggle, even though, like, I gotta be honest, walking into a Rastafarian retreat in Hawaii would be my worst nightmare. Like, yeah, that'd be how you torture me to get any secret out of me.
Yeah, it was on a marijuana like farm. So it was like, so
I'm
this
sure
like,
it not, was. Yeah, I'm sure you got rid of the anxiety,
Chelsea. That wasn't part of it at all, yeah, I swear. Right. But it was like so not me, but it was so good for me to kind of be put in that situation of like these, I don't know, it's just, and at the end we were all got so close, and it was like, next time you come to Hawaii, you have a place to stay, or if you go to Russia, come stay with us. And it's like, it was cool to kind of relate to these people and just have a cool moment.
So I was like going through your Instagram stories right, yeah, at the end, and I feel like you violated, much like Fight Club, the only rule of Nude Beach Club. Don't post pictures of Nude Beach Club.
Dude, it was my first time on a nude beach ever. I was in shock. And like, I feel like I played it pretty... Okay.
You pulled out your phone, Chelsea?
Yeah. That poor old man you took a picture of, he hasn't seen his butt in 45 years, just got to see it on your stories.
The Chelsea Report.
The fellas of BTS are unstoppable. So we talked about this on Friday. They sold out their upcoming stadium tour within minutes of tickets going on sale. So now each venue has added a second date.
Damn.
For them.
Yay! Now, Wembley, they sold out in like, what, 7 minutes or something crazy?
I think it was 90 minutes, but 90 still, minutes, yeah, like 90,000 seats, so that was 1,000 tickets a minute.
That's unbelievable. And they had 250,000 on the wait list.
It's crazy. That means, though, here in the Rose Bowl, there will be a second show. That's going to be May 5th, so get excited for that. Tickets go on sale this Friday, March 8th at 4 p.m. Mark your calendar.
I don't think we could have a boy band as big as them made with American individuals, because I don't think that we're nice enough. those guys are such sweethearts, and they came in here and we did interviews, and they're playing 90,000 seat venues, super humble. I know for a fact, if you put me on like a BTS boy band, within 2 months, I would be such a diva.
Well, yeah, we talked about that too. They have like their own masseuse that follow them around, but like they're just like, they still go up to every single person in the room and shake their hands, and they're just like so down to earth.
That was an uncomfortable moment for me though. He was one of the guys who was getting a massage, and like he just wanted to chat. We were just chit-chatting. And he was getting rubbed down. I realized, I'm talking to a man while he's getting a massage. Let you have this moment, buddy. You don't need to, like, share your time with me right now.
Exactly. So the talk of the weekend, obviously, Jordan Woods' interview with Jada Pinkett Smith on her show Red Table Talk. She went on to basically tell her side of the Khloe Kardashian-Tristan Thompson cheating scandal. And she basically said, They didn't sleep together. He did kiss her. But you know what, you guys? She's not a homewrecker. I don't buy it. But here's a little snippet.
It's not fair. The last thing I wanted to do was be that person. I'm no homewrecker. I would never try to hurt someone's home.
Right.
Especially someone that I love. And someone who I've seen has a beautiful daughter. I never was try to steal someone's man. I don't need your situation.
There's so many things I have to say about that.
She's such a she's so full of it. Yeah. I watched
fully
that.
Prepared.
Why? Why? I was so annoyed watching it. I was like, that's why, you know what? It just reeked of, we talked about this. She made a 21-year-old mistake. We've all made mistakes, especially when you're 21. You make some mistakes. But then she compounded by sounding like a 21-year-old. Yeah. Just like, nothing. I just was sitting on it. Like, my legs were on his legs. He tried to kiss me. I'm like, no. That's fraudulent.
Which, like, obviously, you put your legs over someone. Like, what are your intentions? You clearly want attention from them. Flirting. Or you want something to happen. And also, it didn't help that the interview itself was so biased. Because, you know, Jada and Will Smith are close with Jordan and her family, but every question was just sort of like fluff and make it, you know, it was to build her up in a way or give her that platform to look good, which it didn't do.
Well,
but still,
Khloé lashed out at her immediately on Twitter, right? And was like, you're a liar. And I think that Tristan, he's got nothing to lose. Like, he's like, she doesn't want anything with him anymore, but he's still the father of her daughter. So it's like, he can be honest. And plus, he's done this before. So he knows exactly what he's got to say.
Well, I think it's interesting because a lot of people kind of criticized Khloé because she kind of came back and said, like, why are you lying? Right after the interview went live, she goes, why are you lying? You are the reason my family broke up. But then a day later, she basically came back on Twitter and kind of apologized for blaming Jordan, which is interesting. Obviously, she kind of like sat with it and she said, you know, this has been an awful week. I'm on a roller coaster of emotions. And I've said some things I shouldn't have. Tristan cheating on me and humiliating me wasn't such a shock at first. But she goes, you know, what's been hard is having this person who's so close to me, whose family really betray me. And that's kind of what she's coping with right now. So
I think the second tweet on a Kardashian tweet rant is always Kris Jenner. You know what I mean? Yeah. The first one's Khloé, like, you wrecked my life. And the second one's Chris going, okay, I'm being the momager now. What do we got to say? Got to pull this one out of a nosedive.
And just a heads up, so we're actually going to talk about the Michael Jackson Leaving Neverland HBO documentary later in the show around 8:50. Obviously, when kids aren't in the car, because it's very disturbing.
It's a lot of stuff to discuss and very disturbing. So yeah, we're trying to save parents from having to explain some things to some kids today.
Yeah, so tune in today at 8:50. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Edgar on his way to the hospital with Janet for baby number two. I think we're going to be checking in with them shortly. But first, Los Angeles is voted as having the worst of something. I'm going to tell you what that is here in a minute. But text in your votes, 877-971-4487. We had the worst of something, Chelsea. What do you think it is?
I mean, obviously there's like pollution, traffic.
Do you like anything about Los Angeles?
I love LA, but I'm just thinking what people would say. We have some issues. But I don't know. Those are my two guesses.
I also think I would go public transportation. We're getting a lot of votes for that. But it is not. Hollywood Walk of Fame was voted the worst attraction in the world.
Oh. In the world.
In the world. A survey recently had people vote, and they said it was the worst. KCAL 9 ran a story, so we got a little audio from that.
According to the survey and TripAdvisor, people describe the 15-block-long Walk of Fame and the characters and superheroes that come with it as, quote, completely underwhelming, so disappointing, unsafe, overcrowded, feeling like they're in a tourist trap, and simply meh. This video of a brawl involving Mr. Incredible, Catwoman, and Chewbacca may be the most infamous example of things getting rowdy on the boulevard.
Hold on. Let's soak that last part of that in. This video of a brawl between Mr. Incredible, Catwoman, and Chewbacca.
So I love the simply meh.
Meh.
Simply meh.
Simply meh.
So good.
I gotta be honest, if you could guarantee that some of those characters would fight every day, I think it would take it up a notch in there.
I've had like weird experiences with it. I remember one time, like the first time I came to LA, I was taking picture, I think it was with an Elmo. Like Elmo, me and my friend, and I remember I was like walking away and he's like, "Hey lady, we take tips, please." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, Elmo, raspy voice.
You can't talk, Elmo."
Yeah, but also I actually would agree with this. I have a rule that when people come visit me, we will only spend no more than 20 minutes.
Yeah.
On the Walk of Fame, because I do think, I remember the first time I went, I was like, this is it? Like, it's just kind of, you know, it's a little underwhelming.
I live two blocks from it right now, and I tell my girlfriend when she stays out here, when she comes out from Atlanta, I'm like, hey, when you go up to the Walk of Fame, hit it before 8 a.m.
Yes.
Before everyone's trying to get you on their star buses and things. The other thing I love about it, this is my favorite if you do happen to go there. And I agree with Chelsea, 20 minute rule.
That's
right? Get up
so
and out, get out of there before people start hitting you up for mixtapes and stuff. Because I like it that every character has one clean one. Like you have clean Elmo, yes. And then you have Elmo who's been sleeping in the gutter for like six months,
yeah.
Right? So you got Elmo, who like normal Elmo, and then Elmo upon hard times. And I think the rate you tip is different.
Edgar's on 7.
Oh, we got Edgar. Okay. We are going live to Edgar's car on the way to the hospital. I'm sure his wife's going to love this.
Jana is in the car with me right now, my beautiful wife, and our daughter in her belly.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
How you feeling, yeah. Janet?
Well, I feel like crap.
Girlfriend.
Do you understand when Janet says she feels like crap, it's so much worse than crap.
That excited. I'm like, oh my gosh, our baby's on its way. Yes. And Janet's like, let's go to the hospital, please.
You guys seem calm and in good spirits.
Thanks.
But that said so much, that laugh there.
By the way, big shout out to all our listeners. We tried a lot of the things you guys requested us to try to help the baby, to help Janet go into labor, like squats, walking, spicy food, except we didn't try one.
I'm
not
gonna let you rub my nipples.
I
already have breast milk. That's gross.
Oh, this is like, wait, that conversation is so far above my qualifications as a human being right now.
We love you guys, and we'll let you know. Hopefully, it's not a false alarm, but she's had contractions for the last 3 hours.
I'm telling, I think you got a troublemaker in there, Janet. Be careful.
Can't wait to meet her though.
She'll be a little spitfire. You guys be safe. We will check in with you guys a little bit. Love you guys.
Love you too, man. Thank you guys.
Bye. If you know Janet and Edgar, they're so positive.
Uh-huh.
Like, I've never heard Janet say anything. Even the way she said crap was positive. She's like, I feel like crap, guys. That means she feels so terrible.
Yeah, she's put her time in. It's time for this baby to come. she even tries to smile in her Instagram pictures, and I'm like, she's feeling the pain.
She's miserable. Come on, baby.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Edgar's out on his way to the hospital for baby number two.
Crossing our fingers.
His
it
life's
happens.
Gonna get twice as hard. From here on out. We had something we were supposed to do here, but we're going to try a new segment today called Dumb But Funny.
Because it's Monday,
yeah,
so we're not going to take ourselves too seriously today.
There's too much news today. We're going to do this new thing called Dumb But Funny. I want you to call in, and it is dumb but funny. I want you to call in 877-971-4487 and give us the impression you do when you are telling a story and you have to mimic your girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, parents, if you're a kid right now. How do you mimic your parents in a story? 877-971-4487, because it's dumb but funny.
Mm-hmm.
It was pointed out to me last week by numerous people in the text line and also Chelsea here that when I tell a story where my girlfriend's involved, it doesn't matter what she's saying, she sounds naggy.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. She's definitely like naggy, annoying, and
right.
Like high pitched.
Like a shrew of some sort. And she's not at all. I was telling the story about how I wanted her to do the girlfriend boyfriend contract with me about behavior. A marriage therapist said that you have a contract you lay out with the things that your significant other can and can't do. And I was like, just telling the story where I go. And she was like, I don't want to do a contract. Chelsea's like, God, I hope she doesn't hear you do that.
It doesn't sound like her at all.
Nothing.
Come on.
So we realized that you have a voice you do when you tell a story about your involving your significant other, parent, whatever, and you make fun of them, and we want to hear that voice today. Chelsea, who do you make fun of?
Probably my dad the most. Yeah.
Do it.
Right now?
Yeah, I want to hear you do it.
He'd be like, Chels, come on, what you doing? Take the garbage out.
Was your dad, is your dad from Boston? Your dad Ben Affleck in Good Will Hunting?
Yeah,
here's my mom. Mom's like, Brian,
I really think you need to come home more often.
Damn.
It's brutal. Call right now. 877-971-4487. Make us laugh with the impression you do of anyone in your life. And come on, they're not probably in the car with you. Maybe they are, but it's funny. Okay. Make fun of them right now. 877-971-4487.
Yeah, do it.
Valerie in Costa Mesa. Who do you impersonate?
I impersonate my mom on the daily with an accent, kind of like how you impersonate your dad.
Wait, so do it.
Oh my God, like you really see it, take out the garbage today, like you can't do anything wrong. Like, you can't be out with your friends today. It's garbage day. Like, let's start with the chores.
What's with you and I? Garbage. Yeah, I love it.
Garbage.
I was told to take out the garbage or do, like, the chores. I was in trouble for that.
Is your mom Fran Drescher?
Garbage. Yeah, no, she's from, like, Arizona.
Wait, I thought I was going to say for sure, like, Long Island or something.
No, she's from Arizona.
She's from, like, Arizona.
That's the key to the impression. The less it is accurate, the funnier it is.
Uh-huh.
Oh, whatever, yeah. Mom.
Whatever, Mom. Not today, Mom.
Thanks for calling in. You're the best. Alexa in L.A., who are you impersonating?
I am impersonating my dad.
Okay. Go for it.
Yeah.
We were heading home one time, and we wanted to listen to music on a speaker. So he said, Alexa, can you do that one song by Usher Hey? And I was like, do you mean Usher, yeah, that one song? And he broke down laughing, like, oh, yeah, I meant that way. Yeah, yeah,
that's,
yeah.
I can envision the face you're making right now and, like, the movements with your body when you do that voice, you
that's
know?
That's key. The movement's like, look at me, I'm a big idiot. Can you please play Usher? All right, thanks for calling in, your poor dad. I hope he's not listening. Anicia and Tustin, who are you impersonating?
My sister.
Oh, this is going to be great. Is she with you or are you by yourself?
She's in the car, but she's sleeping.
Sucker, don't sleep on the way to school. All right, let's do your impression.
Oh, Anicia.
That right there is the devastating impression when you don't even use words. You just go,
like you have nothing important to say to me and I'm not really listening.
I'm my sister.
That's awesome.
All right, thank you for participating in Dumb But Funny today. And tell your sister when she wakes up, she missed out.
Okay.
Gabby in LA, you're supposed to be impersonating your dad. Let's hear it.
Gabby, go clean your room.
Gabby, go. When you do that impression, you do something with your body too, right?
Yeah.
Do you swing your arms around like he's a big dummy?
Yeah.
Want to give your dad a shout out?
But in his voice. Give a shout out in his voice.
Hey, my dad's the best. His name is Carmel.
Thanks for calling. See, sometimes things are so bad, they're good.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the key to impressions. Be so terrible. They're funny again. That's only the first time we'll do this to all the rest of the people that called in, you folks. You will get your opportunity in the future to make fun of your parents, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, whatever.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Big shout out right now to DJ Majestic's Uber driver after the Kings game on Saturday, Wayne and his son Duke. From Manhattan Beach, it sounds like buddy cops.
Yeah, they do.
Wayne and Duke! Sounds like a show, right?
Guns a-blazing.
Pick it up, Netflix. Wayne and Duke. We'll come up with a story later. Speaking of DJ Majestic, we got the Ant Mini Mix kicking off right after the Chelsea Report.
The Chelsea Report.
All right, so in case you missed it, on Friday, Jordan Woods appeared on Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett Smith to tell her side of the story in the Tristan Thompson, Khloe Kardashian cheating scandal. And there's a lot to unpack from this interview. You know, we've been talking about it all morning. We're all invested.
I mean, it was trending on Friday as soon as they picked the perfect time to do that interview. They dropped it right as every morning radio show on the West Coast and everyone's done. So we're like, no, we got to wait till Monday to rip these people.
There was apparently a rumor that, she went to this after party at Tristan's and this is where the hookup went down. And apparently there was a rumor she was giving Tristan a lap dance. So here's her clearing that up.
There's no way it would look like a lap dance, but I could see why people would say, oh, they're getting cozy. My legs were laying right over his. Okay. My butt was never sitting on him.
But your legs were, so he
but
was...
my legs were dangling down, so I picked them up and I put them over. Onto the bottom of his legs, yes.
Onto the bottom of his legs.
Say what?
I mean, she did that whole interview like she should have been wearing a Catholic schoolgirl outfit. Like, oh, heavens, I didn't do anything wrong. I just went over there for a nice little after party. A lap dance. I was sitting next to his lap, but not dancing.
I tell you what, if any of my friends, if I was dating a guy and any of my friends had their legs over him, like, they, no one would ever do that. That's not how you treat a friend's boyfriend.
And also, this guy's a notorious cheater.
Yes.
Like, stay away.
Don't tempt him. So she also, you know, she's been said she's the reason why they broke up. And she was asked directly, like, did you sleep with him? And here's what she had to say.
I know I'm not the reason that Tristan and Chloe are not together. Now, this situation may have made it harder for her to want to be with him, and I understand that, but I know I'm not the reason.
I'm just gonna ask you straight up.
Okay.
Did you sleep with Tristan?
Never.
Ugh, not it makes me so fake angry. News.
I watched a movie this past weekend called Body of Lies with Leonardo DiCaprio. And the reason it makes sense in this context is he lies to somebody, and the King of Jordan goes, you know how I know you're lying? Because you went over the top with your denial. Because she's like, never, absolutely not, wouldn't happen. Not if he was the last man. Like, yo, just say no, and you sound so guilty.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, from my point of view, and I've heard a little bit of rumors, I think like Michael Starr came out saying that he said he's heard for a while they actually have been hooking up for a good amount of time, which I kind of believe. And then because she talks about like her one thing, she's like, well, we did kiss though. But and here's
on
her.
On the way out, he did kiss me.
Like a tongue kiss, like a peck on the lips, peck on the, like a...
No, it was like a kiss on the lips. And I don't think that he's wrong either, because I allowed myself to be in that position. And when alcohol's involved, people make dumb moves.
Were you shocked?
I didn't know how to feel. Oh. I was like, that didn't just happen.
Come on. Mommy got tipsy, baby.
She's trying to make it sound like, you know, like that kind of like weird aunt that you have that'll like try to trick you into a kiss. I don't know if you have that aunt where she's like, kiss me on the cheek, and then like a quick peck on the lips. She's trying to make it sound like some silly, goofy, hey, kiss my lip, no big deal.
And it didn't help. I mean, obviously, because Jada is so close with Jordan, you can tell the interview's just so biased. So I feel like that didn't help. It just all, Will Smith called in the beginning of the interview and was like giving his fatherly advice to her, uncle advice, whatever you want to call it. But it was just, it all just felt very fake.
It was a promo for his new movies.
Simply meh.
So, yeah, you know what I hate? I hate that everyone's blaming age on this one. I want to hear from our millennial audience. In your 20s, did you buy anything that Jordan said? Mm-hmm. Do you believe her? Did she make it worse? Call right now, 877-971-HITS. Defend your generation. Tell me there's some 21-year-olds out there who just aren't that dumb. I just want to hear. I trust in the audience right now.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From the 808, we got, Jordan is such a bad liar. She might as well have answered that question about whether she slept with Tristan in the Soulja Boy voice. Sex! Sex!
Me? Never!
Tristan! Let's go to the phone lines. Kimberly and El Segundo, tell me that you are smarter than this.
Yes, I do not believe this at all. She is a complete liar. Mm-hmm. I feel like she has been hooking up with him for months, like everyone else has been saying. Because when she is leaving his house, he wouldn't just like take a shot, like she says. Like, he was just kissing her goodbye after they spent the whole night together.
Right. See, that makes sense to me. Like, after a kind of a one-nighter or something, he's just trying to be nice. Because no one, you're right, no one throws a Hail Mary at the door at 5 a.m. Like,
there's definitely history surgery there, and like she's just a complete liar. Unless this is just a complete publicity stunt, or like I don't know.
It is kind of a thing though, Chelsea. Do you kind of think anytime something like this happens with the Kardashians, you're like Kris Jenner behind this?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the Kardashians doing a publicity stunt, like
right.
always. That's always the plan. So yeah, you wonder.
I feel like if they become friends with her after this was a complete publicity stunt. I feel like if this still becomes like they're not friends anymore, I feel like this is real.
She went rogue on the storyline. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks.
People are so fired up right now about this. It's actually funny.
It's huge. I mean, it's a huge topic right now. Everyone has very strong opinions. I mean, it was, you know, some people at first were kind of like, well, don't be so hard on her. She's 21. Everyone makes mistakes.
Nope.
Not anymore. After that interview, I think it really kind of backfired.
I mean, we got a full bank of calls. A lot of people like, hey, Jordan made us 21-year-olds look bad. I'm calling in to defend. We're going to come right back with those calls next. You're on 97.1
Amp Radio.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
Edgar is officially at the hospital with his wife, Janet. They are figuring out what's going on with baby number two. Janet was in contractions, so they headed out to the hospital. He was on his way to work, had to bust a Yui because he's a good husband. That's what you do.
And life happens.
Babe, Uber.
Yeah.
Right now we're talking about Jordan Woods. The Red Table Talk chat with Jada Pinkett Smith on Friday about her, you know, kissing, making out, doing whatever, being inappropriate with Tristan Thompson, who is Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy. And then she was booted from Kylie's house. People not in support of it. We got one message who is defending. And by the way, I will say, I asked for everyone to call with their opinion. Yeah. So if you have a dissenting opinion, you're more than welcome to call or text in. We got one from Susie V. She's basically saying she's unfollowing us, first of all. That's unfortunate. But she's mad because Jordan Woods is 21 years old and we're killing her because she's young and she makes dumb mistakes. Listen, we've always said at 21, you make dumb mistakes. But at 21... you're a grown-up, and you have to be held accountable for these mistakes.
And that's the thing. Like, this is such a public topic, and she went on another talk show to talk about it. So it's like people are going to have an opinion, you know, and you can't expect not to be judged for what you said in that
especially
sense.
When you put yourself in the Kardashian PR circus. You're on that Ferris wheel. You're getting all those followers. Jordan Woods is going to be fine. It's worth $6 million. Mm-hmm. She's got 8 million Instagram followers. She's going to be okay. My point is that 21 years old, at 18... you can join the military and fight for this country. At 21, I expect you to know the difference between making out with your friends, quote unquote ex, making out with your friends or your family friend's man. So let's go to the phone lines. Courtney and Whittier, what do you think?
Hey, I think Jordan is such a liar.
Yeah. It didn't seem genuine, right? None of it?
No, not at all. That's Kylie's best friend. You're living with Kylie. You know that you aren't supposed to do anything with Tristan. You know he's a bad guy. Like, you're just a shady friend, dude. You're trying to save yourself. You're trying to save your eyelash line. Like,
yes.
Trying to save your eyelash line right now.
Uh-huh.
Please don't bury me anymore, Kardashians. Mm-hmm. I didn't do
it. Exactly. And Khloe is, like, calling her out because she wants to be the one public. She wants to go public and say her side of the story. Tristan's not saying anything. That's why she's not bagging on Tristan. But as soon as he comes out, you know, she has something to say.
Yeah.
Jordan's the one making herself out there, putting herself out there.
And no matter what, if you have a friend's ex who is known for cheating, you stay away from them.
Girl code right
exactly.
There.
You don't go say, oh, let me go next to him so that I could watch him for you.
Thanks calling in. Right now, Jordan is getting buried on the phone lines.
I mean,
it's unbelievable. Via in Long Beach, it says here that you totally believe Jordan.
Absolutely not.
I'm kidding. I read the call log. What do you think?
It's BS. Like,
I know.
Why was she even there in the first place? Like, you know who this person is. Then she says she had her legs over him and she kissed him before, or he kissed her before she left.
And the legs over him were, like, not a big deal. She's like, yeah, just they were just over him. No big deal. It's like, no, that's a deal.
Right?
Know your boundaries.
You're sitting on his lap. That's a deal.
She was so specific where her legs were. Like, she practiced that lie for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
I never thought of that. How specific she was with the angles and how she's going to describe it. Like, it's almost like she had to do a model with action figures to be like, what is appropriate and what's not appropriate?
No, that she's totally out of line. Like, and she was way too serious about it. Like, it was way too rehearsed. Like, I don't believe 100%. Her at all.
100%. I'm glad to hear that 21-year-olds aren't this gullible. Only Jordan Woods.
She's making everybody look bad.
She is. Thanks for calling.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Edgar is in the hospital with Janet, his wife. They have baby number two on the way, so send him all your positive thoughts and prayers because it's a second girl and he's going to need them. They're doing too much adulting, so we're going to go the opposite. Let's do tipsy talk. Time to hear from some drunk, from a drunk girl from over the weekend who was out at the clubs with our street teamer, Joao. What was her name?
Amber from Ohio.
Amber from Ohio.
I'm just excited to hear how Joao says March.
Oh, that's
right.
That's
what I'm most excited for, because he usually says it January and February have been a little rocky for him.
February.
Yep, so let's see. March.
February sounded like he was singing. February! Like he was an opera singer. All right, so we've got Amber from Ohio. Let's get into it.
What's your name and where are you from?
I am Amber. Whoa,
what?
I feel like now he's just playing it up for us.
How did he come out the gates? He just barked at her.
What's your name and where are you from?
I am Amber from Ohio.
Do you love L.A. or Ohio better? What's better, though?
I love L.A., but there's a lot of motherfuckers in this place that will make you go cray, 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 cray!
On a scale of 1 to 10, how drunk are you right now?
A million! I'm lit,
They're both at a million. I heard, like, but what you think, doll?
It's winter in L.A. How are you staying warm in the cold weather?
I'm from Ohio. Ohio, where it's below negative. This ain't shit. I am living my best life with no sleeves.
Random studies show that chubby people, gorditos, are better cuddle partners in the winter months. Do you agree? Oh my God, I messed up, whatever.
People. First of all, if you got a cute face and you chubby, I still would love you, because guess what? You are the best cuddler I ever met.
What is going on? Joao can't even get through the questions, but it's like when you hear two people that are on the same level of drunkenness, and she didn't even need him to, like, ask a coherent question. Mm-mm. She was like, don't worry, boy, I got you.
Now I feel like what Joao's probably done is, like, he's like, okay, before we do this interview, you have to buy me a shot. And so they, like, take shots together before, like, I feel like they just literally took a shot.
I mean, what's happening right now is just chaos.
What about skinny guy?
Okay, you can be skinny too. I don't discriminate against either.
Tristan cheated on Chloe with Kylie's best friend, Jordan.
I watched that shit earlier.
Are you team Chloe or are you team Jordan?
I am team reality. This should not be reality. The fact that we are so worried about another woman and her family fidelities, like, that should not be reality.
You know what? Yeah, I was gonna say preach.
Oh, yes. She just got so deep. She went from, like, I don't discriminate, skinny gorditos, I don't care. Hey, we need to have a reality check right now, y'all. This is not okay. We are invested in these fake, like, reality show lives, and we gotta stay out of their business. Is drama raw sucked up into the mix? All right, let's get lit.
What's your favorite animal in the whole wide world?
Monkeys. I love monkeys.
Why monkeys?
Because they're so cute, and they slap you and let you realize you ain't supposed to be dating that. You left him a long time ago. I'm sorry, Chloe. He cheated on you more than one time.
If you were that animal, the monkey, right? What would your mating call sound like? All right, let's
Who
do it.
Who screams in and dies?
Let's do it together.
I'm a little uncomfortable.
I have no words. I have literally no words to say right now.
What happened where she broke out of that, like, let's talk everyone off a ledge. Was like, I'm sorry, Chloe. Triss is the worst.
The Chelsea Report.
So if you missed it last night, obviously the first part of Leaving Neverland aired on HBO. I'm sure you've been hearing about it all day today, because it's what we've been talking about in here. It's just shocking.
Trending on Twitter and everything.
The allegations we learned against Michael. And look, this is a guy that is adored by so many. He's one of my favorite artists of all time. And but basically, if you haven't seen it yet, the two-part documentary tells the story of Wade Robson and James Safechuck, who claim that Michael sexually abused them when they were young boys up until when they were teens. In the documentary, both men went into graphic detail about what Michael did to them. Both had very similar stories involving sleepovers, inappropriate touching, engaging in sexual acts with him, and also taking careful measures to make sure no one would find out. I thought this was really disturbing. They said he would run drills with them.
Like, how fast can you put your clothes on?
Yep.
Someone's coming.
Exactly. And then he said, you know, we have to keep this a secret, because if anyone found out, my life would be over, your life would be over. Mm-hmm. So he kind of made them feel, I mean, it was like psychological.
These were children.
Yes.
Like 7, 8, 9-year-olds, and very, you know, you're always going to default as a child. Listen to what adults say and take it very serious. I was not ready for the graphic descriptions of the sexual abuse from Safe Chuck and Robson. Like, I had to take a walk. Mm-hmm. Like, I've heard the stories, I've read the things. I know we've all had our opinions on the trials and the civil suits that have been dropped and things like that. But I really had to go outside and take a deep breath. I was not prepared to hear that story about the way it went down with the, you know, the separating, slowly isolating the kids from their parents. And then you saw how starstruck the parents were. Mm-hmm. Because Michael Jackson, like, when you watch it, we think of famous. But when they show back in the 90s, just how famous Michael Jackson was, people just swarming at hotels, yeah, climbing fences, trying to just get a view of him.
And he would get these kids when, like, they were just kind of launching. I mean, they're what, 7, 8, 9, 10, just launching their careers as dancers, you know? Yeah. So, of course, like, you know, their parents bring him to Hollywood and Michael Jackson wants to meet with them and bring him to their house. Like, of course, that's something that they trusted him.
Yeah. It's a tough one, though, because I know right now, if you look at the social media, you take the temperature of social media, it's a lot of people who are defending him saying, like, hey, we can't prove it. Like, these are his allegations. It's unfair because he's not with us anymore. And then people saying, oh, they should have done this or they should have done that. Listen, I'm never comfortable telling anybody how they have to process sexual abuse at any form and time in their life, whether it's child, adult, whatever. And some people are like, well, Macaulay Culkin said that didn't happen. Man, who knows? Who knows when people are comfortable with discussing these issues? And there's a second part tonight.
Mm-hmm. And then, so we'll see what happens. I think the big question that we're all wondering is, you know, we saw it with R. Kelly. People are not playing his music anymore. And Michael Jackson is such a big part of pop culture and his music. Everyone loves his music. Are radio stations going to stop playing him? Are we going to, you know, is it time to cancel him? What's going to happen?
Some already have it on BBC Radio 2 in the UK has said we're not playing it anymore after watching it. And, you know, you may not have seen it yet. Maybe you choose not to see it. If you have thoughts on it, listen, we don't plan on having, you know, monstrous discussions about this dick. There is another part airing and that, you know, people saying that they don't have any facts. There could be more coming out today. They just established the story of Robson and Safe Chuck. But if you want to discuss it, we're in here. This is a hard thing to talk about. You know, it's difficult to discuss abuse of any kind. And we're here. If you want to talk about it, 877-971-4487. You can call or text in the studio if you want to discuss your thoughts. Does this change things for you?
And of course, we'll be talking about it tomorrow because part two, like you said, Brian airs tonight. So we're here. Let's have the conversation if you want to have it.
Michael from Upland. Good morning, man.
Good morning. How are you?
Great, great. So how do you feel about the Leaving Neverland documentary?
I want to say that I think it's the parents' fault. The parents failed their children 100% because if you want your child to be famous, you're going to trust Michael Jackson. You're going to trust whoever is promising you the sun and the stars. You shouldn't trust anybody as a parent, especially with your children under the age of 10 by themselves.
It was one of those situations where when I was watching it, I was becoming uncomfortable with how starstruck the parents were as well, being kind of living this fantasy life where they were in Neverland. They're in LA doing all these things and then starting to feel like, well, my kid's staying farther and farther away in Michael Jackson's room and I'm not even on the same floor at the hotel, feeling like you want them to just, hey, that's not okay. Yeah. Tell them. But then you see how nervously starstruck they are.
Yeah.
You have to be a helicopter parent with your kids, especially nowadays with social media. And I think that the parents kind of dropped the ball. And that's just my personal belief. Mm-hmm. I'm not a parent, but you have to stay 10 steps ahead of your kids.
That's an important point. Well, thank you, Michael. Appreciate you calling in.
I thank you guys. And I listen to you guys every morning, Monday through Friday. I'm not kidding. You guys are amazing. And you talk about real life issues. And you guys are hilarious.
Oh, thank
you. You're the best.
You.
That's why we do it, man. We appreciate you being part of your day every day. Tiffany from Rancho, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Brian, Edgar, and Chelsea.
All right, so you have thoughts on this Leaving Neverland documentary?
You know, like, I was thinking about the different artists and things that have gotten involved in situations. Like, because I was listening to what you were saying about the possibility, like, when Chelsea was talking about, like, do we stop playing those artists, you know? Because I was thinking about how, like, everybody has their different belief systems, you know, about the things that bother them and the things they find disturbing. I was thinking about how, like, that a person who, you know, who doesn't do drugs could say things like, oh, I never want to hear another Prince song again because he died from a drug overdose. Or, you know, people saying, you know, that person cheated on their wife. I never want to watch another one of their movies again. Mm-hmm. And I was telling the person who screens the calls that for me, that when I listened to it, I was thinking about how I'm a nurse and I can't really make those kinds of judgments. So I was thinking about the interesting parallels of what you were saying about how people can say that they don't want to play that music anymore. But when I'm like, when I take care of people, I'm taking care of people that have done pretty horrible things.
Yeah. Right.
But I can't make a judgment that I can't, you know, give them medical care because they did something bad.
Right.
Because
you're so like, you overdosed on drugs. You're a bad person. I'm not going to help you.
Yeah,
I guess that's an interesting viewpoint coming from a specific job. You know, I think the key for me is, you know, when you're in the medical profession, you take an oath to help people at all costs. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, like if you're in the military or if you're a first responder of any kind. I think the difference for me is that some of these issues that these artists get into are such a trigger issue, whether it's domestic violence or sex abuse, that for people to listen to it, it brings up and it invokes a real emotion that sets them back, that's not okay with them. So for me, it's I'm completely okay with, even if I do like Michael Jackson and I can separate art from the artist, I'm okay with saying it's not worth it to me to hear Michael Jackson on my station because I know that it may somebody feel really rough in some type of way that really sets them back. Personally, I just don't need to hear that music that much. I'm always going to defer to the people who say that they've been hurt by something. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's just part one. And like, you know, we're not experts here. We just have a platform and we want to, you know, if you feel some way, have some emotions about it, you want to call, we're in studio. You can actually get a hold of us by call or text.
I mean, the details were shocking. You know,
I think
that's the thing. It's like, we knew this was coming, but like, none of us, I think, were prepared for what we actually heard these guys say was done to them by someone that we've all looked up to many years. So, like you said, Ryan, part 2 does air tonight on HBO. So I'm sure the conversation could change tomorrow
because
we'll talk about it tomorrow as well.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We're going to be checking in with Edgar at the end of the show during Dopest Moment of the Show. He was on his way to work this morning and got a phone call from his wife, Janet. She said the contractions are getting serious.
Is the baby born?
Yeah, we'll have an update. What's up? Was it a pump fake? Is baby 2 just, you know, tricking him?
Or is she here and it was just like a quick done and one and done?
See, I have a theory. This is the second daughter that Edgar's going to have. And I have a theory that, because they're very, if you follow Edgar Isatello on Instagram, Ariella is the star.
What did he say that in the last 2 years they posted like 1,500 pictures?
1,500 photos of their daughter. So. Right. They're a bit over. They are a lot. And she's adorable.
Yes.
Here's the thing, though. I think that baby number 2, they say you can hear through the womb and through the stomach, that she hears her older sister Ariella getting all this attention on Instagram and all this, like, she's Ariella, she's the star. This daughter number 2 is going to come out like, welcome to the world.
Yeah.
You've got a diva on your hands. All right. We are at, we're going to do Damn He Dumb. And this is a first for us today. We got a grandma on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I almost feel bad.
The cutest grandma.
She's really adorable. Yeah. She's Chelsea's favorite story of all time.
So cute.
A grandmother from Texas named Judith Strang and her son Rob were traveling in Iceland. They stopped at Diamond Beach in Iceland. And there was a frozen looking throne. An ice throne.
It was frozen. It was an actual, like,
definitely
iceberg.
Frozen. Yeah. It was actually frozen in the water. And she decided she wanted to get a picture on it.
When I got on, it started to totter and a wave was coming in and made the throne kind of rock. And I could tell that I was slipping off. I don't weigh very much. So it was a little easier to float off with me, I guess.
Tipsy, baby.
You have to see this picture. So there's a follow-up picture. And she's like, how many feet out to sea, just like on this throne?
Like 60 feet out in the ocean.
She's literally like Elsa from Frozen in like 65 years.
We will post both photos on the stories at 97.1 AMP Radio on Instagram. But it is funny. Like, it does look like a really cool, like, it's this picture is going to crush the gram.
Yes.
Like, if your grandma has this much Instagram awareness, she's got good game. Because it is dope. She's sitting on the throne. And then the next one, literally, it's like they're waving at her like, bye. Yes.
And a Coast Guard had to like go actually
rescue
her.
Yeah, the Coast Guard had to get her.
I would be terrified. Like, you're just like floating out into the ocean. Like,
I don't, what is her, also like her son didn't try to save her at all. He's like, I'll just call the authorities. It looks like it's too far away.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Edgar has been out today. If you listen to the show, you know he was on his way to work this morning, bussing down the 10 freeway. And then his wife, Janet, who had been having contractions at 3:30 in the morning, said they were still happening, so they had to get out to the hospital. Apparently, I mean, I'm just in so far over my head with any of this baby stuff that I just have to take his word for it. Right? I don't know, but I'm assuming when your wife says, hey, come back to the house, you probably shouldn't say get in an Uber.
A little moral support, I would say, you know?
You're part of this! So for the dopest moment, we have our man Edgar on the phone. We're going to get an update on baby watch number 2. Edgar, how are you?
What's up, everybody? Good morning. Happy Monday. Guys, it's official. Our daughter is a prankster.
Ah! Ryan is so right. Man. She's going to be the strongest willed child.
She's going to come out snapping, just a diva.
Wait, so are you back home now?
We just got back in the car. They just released us from the hospital, and Jenna is like super bummed out because I saw that one, she wants the baby out, right?
Well, I know what contractions are like, and I'm like, this is it. And then we get here, and it's like, nope, she's not ready.
And it's crazy because with our first daughter, Ariela, like Jenna's water broke. So it was like, bam, it's easy. We knew we were going to get admitted to the hospital, right? So with this, she felt contractions for 4 hours straight. But she's not dilated enough. We'll leave it at that. And we walked her.
Yeah, go ahead. That's a safe bet.
Janet was a trooper, man. She was twerking like Cardi B in the hallway.
I saw her.
She's Instagram stories. Yeah, we were throwing a party up in the hallways.
Aww. But like always, Edgar has dash bells. We got off the car. He left the car on, and I'm like, babe, you should turn off the car.
Man, you got to watch out what neighborhood your hospital's in, and that car might not be there. Like, yo, babe, I gave the car to valet. We're like, we don't have valet.
The guy was really nice. Yeah. False alarm. Like you said, Brian, is a pump fake. You could tell this girl is already pulling all kinds of strings, already changing her life, turning it upside down. But we're super blessed. Thank you for all the love everybody's been sending on social media. If you guys want to follow along in the story, it was fun, at 97.1 Amp Radio. It's all up in the stories. But God willing, soon, because the due date is March 10th.
I am dilated.
Yes.
So she's like, she's coming. I promise.
We just need more dilation. Yeah. We need more dilation.
Hey, if anyone has any recommendations on how to get more dilation, hit up Edgar Isatello. I'm just leaving it at that. Dopest moment. Hopefully, this week we have this little diva thundering into the world this week. So good luck. Did I say that your life was going to be over? Oh.
There's that laugh again.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.